Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning. I hit the accelerator just a little bit before the button went off there. So how in the world are you today, Brevard County? This is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we are so thankful that you have tuned in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship, where you can listen to this program 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening. If you miss that, 10:30 of a morning, we are over on WWBC 1510 AM, and there are some FM frequencies that broadcast or transmit that signal as well. And I will tell you, I've listened to the AM, I've listened to the FM, and the FM sounds better. So if you like it better, the only thing that I found that sounds any better is when I'm playing it off of my iPhone and listening to it through the car radio and things like that. And you can rest assured that I do listen every once in a while to say, I wonder how that sounds. And sometimes I find myself preaching to myself. That's always a great thing. The Word of God is not just flowing me through me to reach other people. It's the word that God is speaking to me, and it's not just for other people's benefit. Sometimes it is for, a lot of times, it is for my benefit as well. I end up learning more through these teaching sessions here on the radio than I am able to communicate with other people. So today we want to say thank you once again to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. This time of year, their services are worth their weight in gold, because if your air conditioning goes south, you can become really miserable and hot in a quick period of time. So I want to encourage you to write this number down, 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. If you like to live dangerously and just want to, you know, open up the phone book or do a Google search and hit a button there and see who pops up, you may be successful. You might find somebody that does a great job and treats you fairly and all of that sort of stuff, or you might not. But I can tell you that Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales services and repairs for over 40 years for air conditioning problems, heating problems, and in the electrical fields as well. They are not a fly-by-night company. They work in residential settings, light commercial settings, and even provide emergency service when necessary. How many of you think that when your AC goes out, that's an emergency? And all of Brevard County said amen. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So before you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call at 321-632-9538 or write that number down, 321-632-9538. Don't be like me where you say, I need to remember that. I'm going to put it someplace where I can remember it and then don't remember where you put it. Write this number down where you can find it, you can utilize it, and you can call them, and they will come out and get you back up to running at the proper temperature. So I kind of view what I do here as a community service as well. We want to be a word of refreshing to you. And if I can, you know, give you a heads up, maybe you won't get caught off guard like other people do. So here a couple of weeks ago, we received a dreaded envelope in the mail. When I looked at it, it's like, this looks like that it could have something from my insurance company saying that we're not going to renew your policy. I opened it up, and that's exactly what it was. And So I want to tell you, I can't tell you about every insurance company. I'm not going to tell you who my insurance company was or is, but they said your shingle roof, which I have 30-year shingles on the roof, they said your 30-year shingles are over 10 years old, and we're not going to renew your policy. Now, I know that the legislature did something about that, and I know it goes into effect at some point in time, but what they're telling me is they're not going to renew after 10 years if you got shingles on. I've got a Roofer Florida's First roofing company, and they've been, you know, great to the church. They've done work at our church and done work for friends of mine, people in the church, family members that I have, and the lady at the insurance company said, we're only going to be covering shingle roofs for 10 years, metal roofs for 25. And so if you are contemplating getting a new roof, I just want you to factor those things in, because I drive around, I see a lot of shingle roofs. I started doing the math, and I said, man, if it's an $18,000 roof, and that and you have to replace it every 10 years, that's $1,800 a year. That's $150 a month that I'd have to be setting aside to replace my roof in 10 years. The good news is metal, they're doing those for 25 years. And so if you're looking at that roofing thing, I just wanted to share that information with you. I'm not here to complain. I'm not here for you to, you know, telling you this so you can call and say, yeah, that's terrible and all that. It's like, until my house is paid for, I got to deal with that. And so God will provide and things like that, but I don't want you getting caught off guard. And so you might start looking ahead. Some places are not giving much notice at all. My roofer said some people get 30 days notice. I at least got a few months. And so if you think that you may find yourself in that situation, I want to encourage you to be proactive instead of reactive. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So Florida's First is who he lives right across the street from me, and he's done great work at the church for us. And so just wanted to give you that shout out. I'll tell you his phone number the next time that I come in. I just don't have my phone with me here right now. So we're going to go back to John chapter 7. While you're turning there or making a note of it, tonight at church is youth at 7, Bible study for the adults at 7, and we would love to have you come and be a part of that Bible study. So going back to John chapter 7, beginning at verse number 21, Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, that not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Now some of them from Jerusalem said, is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? However, we know where this man is from, but when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from. So yesterday we were talking about the reason that they were angry with Jesus was because he had made a man completely well on the Sabbath. I want you to ask yourself, how many of you have a loved one that if Jesus made them completely well, you wouldn't be upset about it? If you got a loved one with an addiction and Jesus came and delivered them from that and made them completely well, how many of you would not be upset about that? I think most of us would be. Jesus, so he challenges them with this scenario that is played out, and he says this, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. So I've made this statement many times through the years, and that is that when I was growing up, the first Bible verse that we memorized was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was a day or two ago. And now, with our current society, about the only Bible verse that people know is, do not judge lest you be judged. And they take that verse completely out of context, and they think that you do not make judgments, that you don't make decisions, that you don't find things that you like and find things that you don't like. And so I'm going to try and bring a little bit of balance to this. Jesus begins to confront these people here, and he says, do not judge, but there's not a period there. Okay. There's a verse that says this, will not the judge of all the earth do what is right? He's called the judge of all the spirits of all mankind. Listen, God is the judge. There is a day that you and I are going to have to stand before the judge. I realize that when you go into a courtroom, that you have entered into a different environment, a different culture. And you need to understand the proper protocols for that particular culture. So if I were to go and stand in the presence of a king or a high-ranking political official, I would conduct myself in accordance with the protocol of that environment. And so it does not say that there is never going to be a time where we do not make a judgment. The word that we are not supposed to do is that the church is not in the condemnation business. We are in the redemption business. So I have no problem telling a person who is living a life or practicing a sin habitually that is contrary to the word of God, I have no problem telling them that what they are participating in is sin. And people in today's day and time say, well, who are you to judge me? Well, I'm nobody. I'm nobody other than a child of God. That's all I am. But the judgments that I make are not based upon my feelings. The judgments that we make are not supposed to be on appearance. They're not supposed to be about some superficial. It's not supposed to be whatever is popular. The judgments that we make, Jesus says, are supposed to have more merit than that. So he tells these people who were upset with him because he made a person completely and totally whole on the Sabbath day, and they didn't like that. He said, stop judging according to appearance, just according to what is superficial. Don't judge things in an inappropriate way. Doesn't mean that there's not going to be decisions that we make. He's trying to teach them how to make the proper judgment, how to come to a verdict, an understanding that is representative of God and is going to be a correct judgment. So he goes on and he says this, but judge with righteous judgment. Judge with righteous judgment, as I just backhanded the microphone. There's a cushion there, so hopefully that wasn't too awfully disturbing on the radio. He says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. So there, right in that particular verse, verse number 27, Jesus contradicts that mindset that modern humanity has that says, well, you're not supposed to judge me. Well, I'm not going to judge you by appearance. I'm not going to judge you by my emotions. But what I am going to do is I'm going to weigh my actions. I'm going to weigh your actions. I'm going to weigh everyone's actions according to the Word of God. Now, I'm just going to tell you where I'm at. And that is this: if there's a person that doesn't study the Word of God, doesn't know the Word of God, doesn't pray, doesn't acknowledge God in their life, I am not going to give any consideration to their interpretation of what the Bible has to say. The reason is the Word of God is spiritual and it's spiritually discerned. And so if their spirit isn't in tune with God the Holy Spirit, they're not going to be able to properly understand the Word of God. Now, I do believe that God wants people to have the Word of God in a language that they can understand. And so that's one of the reasons I preach from the version that I do. I preach from the New King James Version. I used to preach from the New International Version. Until they started changing that with a great deal of frequency. And my daughter was helping me with a PowerPoint presentation, and she, you know, was trying to transform the verse onto a slide. And she said, Dad, that's not what that verse says. And I said, it is what that verse says. And I read it to her again. She says, it's not what it says here. And I said, well, it's what it says right here. And I showed her, and she says, huh, that's weird. I said, well, that's because they updated their translation and they changed it. And so I said, I'm going to shift to a different translation that's not going anyplace. It's not changing. I can still read different translations and study different translations. And whenever there is a drastic difference, then I go to my lexicon, and I say, well, what does the original language mean? We were having this conversation recently about my daughters would come to me and they would say, Dad, you can't say that expression. I said, why can't I say that expression? This is what that expression means. And they said, well, because now it's, you know, 2018 or 2019, whatever it was at that point in time, and our generation has come up, and that saying means something entirely different for our generation. It doesn't mean what you think it used to mean. It now means something different. And it's like, well, who are they to get to dictate to me the language that I use? But I try and be conscious. I believe that Christians need to be careful that whenever we speak, that we don't get so wrapped up in speaking Christianese that we fail to communicate with people on a level that they can understand. I'm not saying that they're dumb or anything like that. I'm saying our job is to make the Word of God understandable to people in the language that they are in, so that they can put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So Jesus says, judge with righteous judgment. So whenever I'm dealing with a situation, one of the first goals of prayer that I have is I want to purge my emotions from the situation. You know, I don't want to be making a decision in anger. I don't want to be making a decision in frustration. My presbyter, he's constantly telling us, he said, pastors, you don't get to resign on Monday morning. You don't get to be frustrated and make a rash decision. I've known people who've resigned positions before, and they said, you know, I really shouldn't have done that. And they, and you know, the people in authority over them said, too bad, so sad. You don't get to make decisions just because you're frustrated, or just because you're discouraged, or just because you're angry. So one of the things that I strive to do is say, God, I want to pray about this so that I get the heartbeat of God, so that when I am dealing with people, I'm dealing with them from the mindset and the heart that God has for them. And so you got to know the word. You got to know the word. We live in a day and time where people are willing to sacrifice the eternal word of God that is settled forever in heaven and on earth. They're willing to sacrifice that for the confusion, the chaos, and the deception of the day. You don't get to do that. You can do it, but you put yourself in a position of needing correction rather than being able to be in a position to bring edification to somebody else. So Jesus said, make sure that you judge with a righteous judgment. So this caused the people to begin to question. They said, is this not him whom they seek to kill? We've already talked about that in an earlier program. In verse number 6, 26, it says, but look, he speaks boldly and they say nothing to him. I want to encourage every believer out there to know Jesus, to know the Word of God, to know what God has called you to do, to know what God is able to do through you, and then be willing to speak boldly in this day and time. The world of the church as a doormat, that they can just walk all over us and say, you all just stay inside the four walls of your little buildings over there, and you don't get to address the complex issues of the day, whether they're spiritual or not. That's what the world, they want to imprison us in with lack of influence and a lack of voice, and that wasn't Jesus at all. Jesus spoke boldly. They said, look at him. You know, he's the one that they said nobody ever taught. No one ever spoke the way that he does. He speaks boldly. And I wonder how many times we kind of chicken out of saying the things that really need to be said. And sometimes you'll say, well, look, it'll cost me my job. It'll cost me this. It'll cost me that. And I want to ask you a question that I asked God one time, or I was praying and God asked me this question one time when I thought that I might get fired from my shoe selling job. The regional manager was coming in and I was praying and said, God, I could get fired. I got a son and a daughter. They're both young and got a wife, and God, I could lose the job. And God said, how much money do you make? And I was making $7 and some change at that point in time, I think about $7.50. And he said, do you think that I could provide you with a job where you make that much money? And all of a sudden, faith rose up. And I said, God, I believe that you can. Now, I want to tell you something. You might not hear other places, but that is this. There was a time where a person, I wasn't making much as a pastor, and a guy came in and did some work, and he told us that he was going to give us a good deal, and then at the end of the project, he told us how much it was, and it was like, oh, mercy. It was more than $7.50, I'll just tell you that. I said, well, I thought you said you were going to give us a discounted rate. He said, I am giving you a discounted rate. I normally charge, this is 26 years ago. He said, I normally charge $45 an hour. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. And he said, but, you know, maybe we can knock that out. I said, no, I'm not here to do that. I said, I don't want to begrudge you how much money you make per hour, because if I do that, God could never trust me with those sorts of resources. And so I'm here to tell you, I believe that we need to boldly study the Word of God, boldly obey the Word of God, boldly declare the Word of God, boldly live the Word of God. I think that Christians ought to be of such that says, look, no matter what the ramifications or the consequences are from an ungodly society, I am going to live unashamed of being a child of the living God. I am going to speak unashamed of the Word of God. I am going to speak the love of God to this community, because it all goes back to what we were talking about up in verse number 17. I'm going to find it yet. Verse number 18. He who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one. We speak from the things that God has given to us, because we want God to receive the glory. You know what? There are more than enough people who will wilt. We need some people who will boldly stand in faith, especially in 2022. We can't afford to delay any longer. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Refresh Radio program. We hope to see you in church. If not tonight, maybe Sunday. If not, we'll see you here tomorrow on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.